Hamjambo, my baby, and my buana. You're listening to the Hillbilly Mama number one sound system of Better Ethan.
Hello, everybody. Here's my favorite, the old gray horse from the Man Out of the Wilderness. Obi Pickett, the Jew's harp player.
All this was waiting when man came into the highland. First, the Cherokee Indian. Then the Spaniard hunting treasure. Then the Scotch-Irish, German, and Huguenot settlers in search of home site. They came nearly 200 years ago, cleared the wilderness to build log cabins, fought the forest for cropland, then settled down, walled in from the rest of the world.
Let me tell you what I think. Been a long time making up the mind. Well, I used to think you're a pretty little thing. That ever's a some kind of what I truly understand, that you love another man.
Third day of October in 23, when I left my home, I was wild and free. But I never can forget that happy day when I met my baby on my way. I took a little walk around a green Ford bend, then I knowed good and well summer cooking up then. I'd met a little girl, called her Maybelline. She said, "Now, who is this and what do you mean?" I said, "Now, Maybelline, can't you see what I mean? We can make more love than this world's ever seen. Come on, pretty baby, just say you'll be mine. We'll do that Tennessee shuffle along the old state line." I says, "Now, baby, what are we gonna do? Green Ford's so deep and this river's wild. Just keep your arms around me and hold me tight. If we never cross this river, we'll be all right. Woman, pretty woman, what are you gonna do? Got the wild river fever and the Green Ford blues." We were 'cause we found that old Griffin Bridge all rotten out and gone. I says, now again, Mabel, what are we gonna do? Says, keep your arms around me and hold me tight. We'll walk them cable lines. Come on, pretty baby, just say you'll be mine. We'll do that Tennessee shuffle along the old state line. I said, now walk on, baby, but walk it slow. You got a one-eyed daddy, can't hardly see how to go. Woman, pretty woman, just tell me when we can do this again. Got the Wild River fever and the Greenfoot blues. Sampson Hammer Mountain pulling for my shack, my guitar in my hands and my liquor on my back. So I'm pulling home and dragging out my tracks. I'm backing up my people with my pack on my back. Moonshine! I was raised up in Kentucky just to have my time, picking down a dance and raising hell along the Tennessee line.
Step back now, children. Don't crowd me, don't crowd me, don't push, don't pull. Now just get back, because I have some fine music for you today on this here version, this podcast, this show of the Hillbilly Mau Mau number one sound system. I am your host, Brother Ephraim, coming to you from the little hills of the Carolinas and the Americas, on the edge of the Appalachians, bringing you music, music and thought and commentary. Just going to keep the commentary down a little bit because we have some fine tunes for you. Featuring today a lot of music from Kentucky and a little bit from that other side of the African continent, East Africa, from Kenya and Ethiopia. So please, you can find out more about who and what I'm playing on the website for this podcast. And a few names. Virgil Anderson, going to be playing the great Virgil Anderson from around Monticello, Kentucky. He was a banjo player and a songster. He was a griot of Appalachia, I tell you what. And he's doing his Greenfoot blues about how he met his wife. He'll dig that. So a little bit of Bobby Carlin playing for you here from 1984, 85, I guess. Man couldn't find a bagel in Eastern Kentucky, but he sure found the tunes, I tell you what. And also, there's some I.D. Stamper with his dulcimer, the best dulcimer player I ever heard, and singing for you. That's here in the beginning. A little hook and line from Morgan Sexton, the Sexton family from around Whitesburg, Kentucky. And he's playing with his nephew, Lee Sexton, on that one. He also plays his banjo on that Lonesome Scene of Winter. And we're going to hear a little bit of Othar Turner, great North Mississippi man, plays a fife and drums with his family. And that's one of the connecting bridges to the motherland of Africa, to Senegal. You'll hear, we're not going to play any Senegalese music today, but we're playing a little Othar Turner with Grain Wee Dog Bite, you know, fiddle tune of all things. And Hazel Dickens doing Cold-Blooded Murder. Little Nimrod Workman speaking to you about union organizing in Appalachia and how United States of America's government sent in troops and funded the corporations to put down the people, the workers. That's true. That really happened, y'all. That's history. Under the covers, under the blankets, under the rugs. You need to study up on that a little bit because it's, well, that's a parallel with Africa, but we won't go into that too much right now. Also from the motherland, we have a little Jean Wende Bosco doing his all-time favorite Masanga for you. A little music from a fiddler in Ethiopia doing a Bobby Marlin tune. And some music from the 30s from Kenya, some banjo music there. Also, Rocky Island coming to you from the Hazard, Kentucky way. Tennessee Line by a Kentucky banjo player, Stream Bean. Lost John taking it out. We have a little bit more in here and there, but keeping it short and sweet. Come on now, everybody. This is the Hillbilly Mau Mau number one sound system with your man, your brother Ephraim, right here bringing it to you. Please stay tuned in. I swear to goodness, this is serious. So y'all take care. Hold on tight. Keep on listening. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. Amen, brother. Let's bring it on.
Mighty rough time to get the United Mambo, get it started. Uncle Sam sent the soldiers in, and we had to surrender to them. That's all kept us from getting the thugs in. The thugs, they killed people and tied them to the back of the truck, the hull, up and down Truck River. This is the truth. The Union put women and children in tents, and the thugs come along where people would give them milk to drink. They had nothing but quilts to lay on. The children lay upon the quilt on the floor. These thugs catch the men gone, they go in the tents. The children laying on the quilts on the floor, crying hungry, nothing to eat, no milk. The thugs would come along in the tents and took kerosene, poured in their milk. We fought to get the Union. But the leaders of our Union has let the old coal miners down. They're fixing to let the young ones down. They're gonna fall harder than the old ones if they don't begin to tighten up on the thing and put the Union where it ought to be. The Union don't belong up in Washington, D.C. They ain't got any coal mines up there. They don't belong up there at all. And anybody that goes to Washington, let him be whoever he is. The man that got up there, let it be Miller, let it be me, let it be any other man. The local Union voted on a man and sent him up to Washington, D.C. They only sent him up there to kind of lead the thing. The local unions are supposed to vote on what that they want, the things that they need in the union. Then the man that they've got a fire for a president or a leader, he's supposed to back these locals up and these men to get just exactly what that they have labored for and what that they have worked for. I'm just a stronger union man, and I'll stand to the obligation that I took. When a man gets disabled and he can't work no more, that man needs his money worse than a man if he's 80 years old if he's able to lift a side of a beef and take and carry it in somewhere, because that man can't do anything. Then a man is violating his obligation when he lets his brother down.
Right.
I don't get no check, and I'll go 100 miles out of my way right now to help a union man or to help him to get something more for his living.
Clarksville, Pennsylvania is not too far from here. Coal miners were hoping for a brighter new year. But for Jockey Blonsky, his daughter and wife, the new year brought an ending to their precious lives. Well, it's cold-blooded murder, friends, I'm talking about now. Who's gonna stand up and who's gonna fight? Better clean up that union, put it on solid ground, and get rid of that dirty trash that keeps the working man down. Well, death bells were ringing, Jock knew very well that stolen union money, and Jock just had to tell. 'Cause he wouldn't take part in the dirty plans, well, he paid with his life to help all mine men. Well, it's cold-blooded murder, friends, I'm talking about now. Who's gonna stand up and who's gonna fight?
Are lined with peppermint and spearmint. Well, you gather those leaves and dry them and just lay them on a newspaper and let them dry, and you put that in quart jars. And if you get an upset stomach through the winter, you simply make yourself a mint tea. And maybe have a cup in the morning and a cup at noon, maybe one at evening, and your stomach trouble's over. And if you get diarrhea, all country people keep blackberries canned. If you get diarrhea, you simply take blackberries, drink the juice, eat the berry. It doesn't make any difference, but you eat the berries. We're never without blackberries. And you don't need to go to a doctor. If you'll take this medicine, you'll be well before you can get to Beckley.
Hillbilly Mau Mau, number one sound system.
አፈሪቅ ለለው የለም በህይወት አፍ ያስከፍት ነበር ባቲን ሲጫወት ካላመናችሁ ተመሰለ ቅጥፈት እማኝለውና የደስ የጠጅ ቤት ሎተሪ ደረሰው ቻንስ ማድረግ አይታጣማ ይለካ እኔ የደስ የስቀርጥሎይ ጃማይካ ቡብ ማርሊ ዶን ወሪ አፓርሴ Everything, don't be alright. Baby, don't worry about a sin. Everything, don't be alright. Zaita this morning, my sunrise. Say you, this is my flesh. Wee, 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 wee. I want
to be a cigar. German, German, Ulu.
Lay jam out, Acho. As it gets a bit game. Nagalau, Nacho. Just a tie lansa. Tamar push your hack. Nina, move Marley. Comes in it a bit. Baby, don't worry. I'm far to say. Everything will be alright. bright as morning. My sunrise. Surabat. Mama dosa. Sinang si son. Apple dia seorang tu. Say you. This is my passion. Wee wee, you got a man yanna, Zimbiyam fatno, and the kachamale, Nisalo Iden, for you to go marley, as you're the kinot, Dario Sakafatu, Nitan Alpha, go marley moment. Baby, don't worry, I'm far asleep. አሁን የት ይገኛል እንደ እግር ኳስ ጥሩ ሶስቱን ተከላካይ እያጠፈ በእግሩ ኪፐሩን አጋድሞ ሲያስገባ ማማሙ አያያ አያ አያ አያያ ጎላቢው ሲራመድ ሲበር እንዳሞራ ሲበር እንዳሞራ በረኛ Brundi Astera Waka Ethiopia Aya 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 Aya
Malangu ni Suleiman Mohamed Jidi kutoka shule ya msingi ya Hekima wilayani Isiolo mkoa wa Mashariki. Nitawakaririeni shairi liitwalo Nywele lililotungwa na Maji ya Sinyakana. Karibuni.
Nina mwenda ndia yetu jadovile, ende apiti ndia yetu ya buluo, ende amambie baba Bosco anakwenda. Wendo mwambie mtoto yule ya bayeke, wende umambie mwenye singo ya upanga. Inde umambie baba Bosco wa bayeke. ilunga we kazongo wetu ilunga we kazongo wetu nani na mwenda ndia yetu ya bayeke winde umambie ule bosko wa bayeke winde umambie ule singo ya upanga kana muke kasipona bwana tumba ni kama nkinga ya sipona la pio Nani mvala mabaya Nani mvala shebula Nani mvala mabaya Mwambie baba bosko wabayeke Winde umambie ule mupika wanzenze Winde umambie ende ya kalale kwabo
Para ella, oh, ya la llama, oh, ni me va. Me acuerdo. economy in this area is bad. Our economy in this area is bad. Our economy in this area is bad. You know, everybody understands that and knows that and accepts that. You can't tear our environment up. You can't tear our environment up. You can't tear our environment up because we have a depressed economy.
This is Martin Young and Corbett Grigsby up in Hazard, Kentucky with Rocky Island. Wish I had a pretty little bowl to put my baby in. Pick it up and kiss it, but it's there to be.
Kennedy Wheel, prospering in the valley of the Tennessee Hill. Oh, big cat spit and little cat sigh. Little cat, don't you cry. I'm gonna see you, pretty Pollyanne. Got corn in the crib. Money in a pocket, got a baby at home, and a big one to rock it. Oh, big cat spin and a little cat try. Little cat, don't you cry. I'm gonna see you, pretty Pollyanne. Last year was a good crop here, rosemary and tomatoes. Pap didn't make no corn at all, Lord, how mercy the tater. Oh, big cat spit and a little cat fly. Little cat, don't you cry. I'm gonna see you, pretty Pollyanne. Last year plowed a big bay horse, this year plowed a muley. If ever I get my crop laid by, I'm going back home to Julie. Oh, big cat spit and a little cat fly. Little cat, don't you cry.
These mountains, some of them stayed to farm the fertile land, to live well by axe and gun and plow. Now the land is no longer rich. The crop is smaller every year, but the people remain, hemmed in by the mountains, cut off from the changing world outside.
And that wraps up another fascinating episode of the Hillbilly Mama No. 1 Sound System with Brother.